You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, joined right now by Omari Rush, the curator of public programs at the Ann Arbor Art Center, for our new feature, Art and Soul, a look at the visual arts experience happening in our community, focusing on the rich and vibrant art scene available locally with information on what's happening now, soon, and what's coming up. Welcome, Omari.
Thank you for having me again, Lisa. It's been really fun to get to talk to you and know you a little bit better through this.
Well, the plan is to do this every month, so
yes,
buckle up.
Yeah. Well, I had to buckle up during that pledge drive.
Hey.
I got thrown into the fire, but it was really fun, and it sounds like it was really successful.
We
for you
really
all.
Appreciate you coming by for that. You're part of the family now. There's no escaping.
Happily.
Okay. Well, I know you're a very busy man now because the Art Center is doing something really cool called Pop X. Where are we with that right now?
Yes, Lisa, we are about to launch PopX on October 15. It's the first year of a new festival for us, an outdoor exhibition of art in downtown Ann Arbor's Liberty Plaza Park. We are creating 9 art pavilions that just pop up in town. Each is 100 square feet, so a pretty small space, and each will show an engaging exhibition of art by area artists.
Like, can you tell us a preview of some of the artists?
Oh, yeah. So we have a really wonderful group of folks, both individuals and organizations. For instance, one of our individuals is Joe Levickis. Joe is creating a print piece that wraps the entire inside of a pavilion in one long dinner party. He's actually gotten artists from around the country to send him work that he'll exhibit in his pavilion. Another is Kate Robertson. Kate actually has voyeurism as a theme that she really likes to explore in her art. And so she's created these sculptures that each have an interior world. And she asks you to look through a portal to see what's on the inside. There are going to be all different shapes and sizes filling her pavilion. And then as an example of an organization that's showing is the Girls Group. The Girls Group is a nonprofit in the area that supports the academic and social development of middle and high school aged young ladies. These young ladies have worked with a local artist to create work on the theme of home and what home means to them. And they're all really excited to show at PopX, to bring their families by and have them see what they do, you know, what the doodles that they're doing in their notebooks mean or what they're creating in the garage. So we're excited to have all different kinds of voices, artists, ages, backgrounds represented at PopX.
How will we find them? Just walking around the city? Is there going to be a guide map to where they are located? Or are they designed that you're out and about in Ann Arbor and like, oh, what's that? You can go check it out.
Well, yes, Lisa, if you're downtown Ann Arbor, you will likely pass by Liberty Plaza Park on Division or Liberty, and you will see these giant 13-foot structures that will kind of smack you in the face. We've designed these pavilions to pop up in Liberty Plaza in a way that's really pleasing to passersby. So we invite anybody to come on down. The exhibition is free and open to the public. It's going to be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. That is through October 15 through 24. And, you know, we'll have music out there. We'll have hands-on activities. You know, the first day that we start on October 15, we have a day-long drop-in workshop being led by Chaz Miller, where folks will get to paint butterflies. You know, we're butterflies that are giant and you can paint it by number, or butterflies that are the size of your cell phone and you use your fingerprints to make a butterfly.
And we get to take them home with us, or are they going to be part of the exhibit?
Well, you know, we're actually thinking about having these butterflies pop up, because, you know, we like to use the word pop, pop up around our area and continue to emphasize PopX's desire and mission to spread creativity throughout our county. So, yeah, so if you see butterflies just randomly along the street or in someone's business or in your neighbor's home, think PopX.
And PopX picnics are part of the program? Say that 3 times fast.
PopX picnics. We used to call them PopX potluck picnics.
Even better. Yeah,
so, you know, one of PopX signatures has been its ability to bring community together. And these picnics are doing just that. So on Sunday, October 18, from 3 to 5, we are hosting a set of 8 picnics, one at each artist's pavilion at PopX. And think blind date, but instead of blind date, blind picnic. So we're pairing or putting together six community members in a picnic. Babo in Ann Arbor is graciously donating the food, and Civ City is partnering with us on this initiative to have these six community members have a meal and really interesting, engaged conversation about our community and about the arts. Interestingly, each picnic will also have a special local celebrity mystery guest.
Ooh.
I'll say as a clue to who a couple of them might be, two of them are better known by their professional title than by their given name. Two of them own five businesses each in Ann Arbor. One of them can be seen on the sidewalks around our community.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yes, go for it.
Well, everything you've been talking about, I keep thinking the Violin Monster is part of
this. Lisa, that's close. That's close. It's not the Violin Monster, okay. But you were thinking on the right track. You're thinking on the right track. You're actually pretty warm.
Okay, but you're not going to tell us. People, is the public invited and welcome to attend?
The public is invited and welcome to attend, though it's registration is required and space is limited. It's a pay-what-you-can system, so we wanted to try to reduce as many of the barriers to participation as possible. You can go online at popxannarbor.com to get full details.
That sounds exciting. Okay, so when that ends, and I don't want to think about the end, but it is going to come to a conclusion, but there's got to be something exciting happening after that.
Well, yes, we are not missing a beat with programming at the Ann Arbor Arts Center, and there's this wonderful elision of activities in our building. So PopX closes on October 24, and at the same time, our 93rd annual all-media exhibition opens. So we're going to have a big party on Saturday, October 24, 6 to 9 p.m., free and open to the public. Everybody's welcome to come down and help us celebrate our inaugural outdoor festival, as well as help us bring in this new exhibition. It's our most popular. As I said, it's been going on for 93 years. It has focuses on artists from the Great Lakes areas, the Great Lakes states, that is. And it has, explores tons of different mediums and modes of artistic expression. So there's something for everyone in that show. It's really dynamic. This year we got more submissions than we've ever received for this show. So the juror is going to have a really hard time figuring out what gets in.
It's so exciting just to hear about all these different activities happening in the community. And because we want to be thorough about it, I guess there's a few things happening in Ypsilanti as well that you can tell us about.
Yeah, certainly. On October 2nd, there was a show that opened up at Chin Azaro, a local gallery and design studio run by Nick and Yen Azaro. The show features the woodcuts and lithography prints of Margaret Hitch. It's really cool stuff. Margaret is from Menominee, Michigan, and the show really explores the American dream, American society, and particularly things that she was seeing as an adolescent in that area in a really kind of whimsical way and way that just makes you just kind of transport you to a youthful time, and it's just really great stuff. And Yen and Nick are really wonderful. Nick is actually one of our PopX artists, and he's doing some photography with us. So absolutely go out and check that out. It's going to run through October 30th in their space off Washington Street.
Does film count as visual arts in our community?
I think so, Lisa. A good friend of mine, Martin Thoburn, who loves exploring digital projections and light and film, is part of a group, Ipsy 24 Hour film shoot, that is basically hosting a competition, a 2-day competition. Well, the show is the competition is 24 hours. It's all about coming up with an idea, shooting a film, and then editing it in those 24 hours. They have teams that are competing for cash prizes. And on Friday, October 9, they will show the submissions or the films in competition at WCC's Towsley Auditorium. that event is free and open to the public as well. And it should be really cool, really creative. You know, time constraints lead us to some of our most dynamic bits of creative expression. And just knowing some of the folks involved in this from the organizer side, it should be really, really fun. They've done this before, so they know what they're doing.
You're saying we can get creative under pressure?
Yes.
I do it every afternoon here on All Things Considered. Okay, well, a lot going on, Amari Rusha. We are so grateful for you sharing this information. I think we should review the PopX information one more time. The picnics, if somebody wants to go, or anything else they might need to register for or get information on.
Yes, so certainly PopX, an outdoor exhibition of contemporary art in downtown Ann Arbor, opens and runs October 15 through 24. It's free and open to the public. Full details about our programs, which include picnics, pop-up theater, music, lectures, panels, all of that is online at popxannarbor.com.
P-O-P-X, no hyphens or anything in between.
Correct.
All right. Anything else we need to know about?
Lisa, there's plenty to know about. There's so much going on in our community, but, you know, we can't talk for hours and hours.
Okay.
As much as I would love to about the arts.
Amari Rush, the curator of public programs at the Ann Arbor Art Center, thank you so much for joining us for Art and Soul. And we look forward to talking to you next month.
Likewise, Lisa. Take care.
Okay.